Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you once again for being the great God that you are. Lord, my heart is just full and rejoicing today, knowing that you are God and how you have kept each and every one of us. Yes, for some, it's been trials and tribulations. For others, it's been great rejoicing, but nevertheless, you are still God. Father, I just ask this morning that, Lord, that you would bless every church that's open in the name of Jesus here in the city of Austin, in the state of Texas, and in America and around the world. Lord, we know you have people everywhere. And we all call out to you because we have had an encounter with you. So, Lord, by your Holy Spirit today, I ask that you rest and rule and abide and guide us here this morning. Holy Ghost, come and take over even now, because I'm not worthy to speak anything, but let your word come forth even now in Jesus' name, and let the saints of God say amen, amen, amen. Amen. This morning we're going to, for a little while, look at Luke, the 9th chapter, and I'm going to be jumping around in that chapter. If you need a subject for this message, loyalty to God, loyalty to God. Luke, the 9th chapter. And Jesus says in that 62nd verse, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. I have to say, in the last 2 months, just about every message has had something to do with the kingdom of God. Amen. God is wanting us to understand that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is within. But it takes on many, many different characteristics. And I talked to you a little bit last week about the kingdom of God. First noted is in the book of Genesis, the Garden of Eden. But we know of the fall, all of that had to change. But today we're going to look at it in a different perspective as the Holy Spirit will bring us to that place. Let's look at Luke 9:23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is it a man advantage if he gains the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his glory, in his Father, and of the holy angels. I want to say today that God wants us to be real. Amen? Yeah. And being a Christian is a privilege and an opportunity that God gave us. Amen? Just think about it. God did not have to choose us. Yes. And Jesus make a statement, you didn't choose me, I chose you. Yes. And he chose each and everyone's for the foundation of the world. Amen? Yes. In other words, he chose us before we even had a say-so. Amen? Yes. So now when the Holy Spirit is pulling on us to get saved, yes, many of us run.
My Lord.
I should say, I ran. Amen? Man, and even today, people are still running. But many times, we get it mixed up just the way the doctrine has been twisted. People get going to church and being a church member mixed up with salvation. The two is not the same. Amen? You can go to church all your life and still go to hell. But when you have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you will know God, and God already know you. But he will make his word come alive to you. Amen. That's the reason as a church, as a Christian, wherever you go, you need to know that you're representing Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And you're walking in his power. You have to understand that in this Christian life, we must learn to deny ourselves. Amen. And I know as Americans, we don't deny ourselves very much. Amen. It takes the Holy Spirit to teach you how to deny yourself.
Yes.
Because we are the people that's been so blessed on the face of the earth that we all want to live that American dream,
yes,
which has turned pretty much to American nightmare. Amen? Because we run after everything we want in the world, and sometimes we got 3 and 4 times of the stuff that we still trying to acquire.
My Lord.
But God is sitting back there in the garage on the back burner somewhere until trouble come, then we want to pull him up. Amen? Well, God is not a God that you can pull up on your computer. You need to learn how to walk with him every day of your life. I want to say right off the bat that serving Jesus Christ is not only a privilege, it's a blessing.
Yes, it is.
And everything that this word speaks about him is true.
Yes.
He didn't promise me when I got saved that everything was going to go the way I wanted to go. In fact, most things don't go the way I wanted to go. But I understand everything that I thought I lost, he has replaced it with something even greater.
Yes.
Amen. John tells us, love not this world and the things of this world, because it's what is passing away.
Yes.
And we have to say, well, I heard that before. Well, we all have heard it before, but many people in the church still chasing the world.
My God.
And the world is in trouble today.
Yes.
The trouble, the church is in trouble today. Because rather than being a God chaser, we're still chasing the world with our foot inside of the church. And trying to wonder why we have no power. You must deny yourself if you want this power.
Yes.
You have to understand that man understands schedule and schedule events. But first on your schedule should be Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And as a man looks over and leads his household, he should make that statement. Amen. How many know you can have a vision in your own house?
Yes.
And your vision should be to follow Jesus Christ.
Yes.
See, if you say a saved man and saved woman that's following Jesus Christ should produce a saved seed, amen? A godly seed. Now, that don't mean when that child is born, they're saved. No, they got to come to acknowledge Jesus Christ too.
Jesus.
But when they look at mama and daddy, they see two people who love God.
Yes.
They see two people who love one another. They see two people that they can't play against one another. Amen?
Yes, yes.
As being a child, did any of you all ever try to play mama against daddy?
Oh, yes.
Huh? But that never worked with me. You know, I didn't think daddy was listening to everything. Mama tell me to do something, I go tell daddy. What did your mama tell you? But what did your mama say? That's the end of the conversation. Well, you know, that's a shutdown thing today. I know that may not be for the people in 2017, because parents have to sit down and debate and compromise and please the children. That just didn't work in my household, amen? What was said, and that's what is done, amen? And I didn't get opportunity to do everything all other kids was doing. Thank God. Because 90% of them is in the grave today. I thought I had mean parents who were just keeping me away from having fun. Amen? But you know, parents are godly parents are wise people.
Yes,
amen?
Yes,
now, honestly, how many of you ever always thought old people just didn't know what was going on? They was out of date. Amen? They don't know what's happening. They just want to kill my fun. Amen? But I come to find out they saved my life. Amen? And with the word of God, it prevented me from getting into a lot of foolishness that I probably would have gotten into. I got into a lot of stuff, but back in the back of my mind, I didn't know God's voice then, but I could hear mama's voice. Mama told me not to come. Amen. I went anyway, and I paid a price. But sooner or later, I come to understand that God is moving in our lives.
Amen.
So as a Christian, first of all, to be loyal to God, you got to deny yourself. Amen.
Yes.
We don't serve God because we want what he can give us. We serve him because he has drawn us in.
Yes.
Every human being has a gift, and they all have a calling. Many
yes.
people wouldn't find out the gifts, but everybody won't find out the calling. Because the calling comes from Jesus Christ.
My
until
God.
You can come into the knowledge of him and be saved, you'll never know your call. Unfortunately, people that are saved don't know their call.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're not ready to enter into that call.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Huh? You don't know what I'm talking about. I knew I was called a preacher when I was a little boy. I didn't want to preach. In fact, I got a call early this morning. The preacher called, started laughing at me. He said, the Lord just told me to write this book, Vogelway, in the lives that changed when we was in Vogelway, Germany. He said, I got a chapter on you about a man who didn't want to hang around with us is now a bishop. Amen. And I did tell him that. I say, man, I don't don't know why all my friends are preachers. I don't want to be with y'all. I can see y'all in church. Let me just get out here with some of these other saved folk. But every time I looked, there was a preacher, and I knew what was happening, but I was trying to deny it. You can run if you want to, but God knows where you are.
Yes.
And thank God I didn't keep running.
Yes.
Because after a while, you know, you won't hear that voice.
Yes.
But I thank God today that I answered the call. Has it been easy? No. Has it been blessed? Yes. Am I walking in the blessings of God? Yes. Amen. So I say to you that we have to understand, being saved, you're going to encounter some things through salvation in Jesus Christ that you will never, ever experience in the world. Amen?
Yeah.
Let's look at Luke 9:28. And I don't know any worldly person that had this experience. It says, and it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up to a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it's good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Not knowing what he was saying, while he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them. And they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone. And they kept it closed, and they told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. Why am I reading you this? Because you know what? These was people of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Jesus could have chose all of the disciples. He chose those three to go and have this experience. Amen?
Yes.
See, the world show you all kinds of things out there. It makes the flesh feel good. It'll make you think you're somebody. People live every day to be somebody. Amen?
Yes.
Then you want to be somebody?
Yes.
Huh? You know, you might want to be a movie star. A superstar. Maybe you didn't have those kind of ambitions. I did. I wanted to be a movie star once I went to Hollywood, but I didn't want to pay the price. Amen?
Yeah.
I wanted to be a superstar.
Yeah.
I was in high school, but when it got to college and them boys hit harder, that changed my mind. I didn't want to be no superstar. Amen? But we have to come to understand to be whatever you want to be, it's a price to be paid. Amen?
Yeah.
And so being a Christian, there's a price that you're going to pay.
Yes.
And Jesus come back later on and tell us about these things, because when you get down here in the further latter part of this chapter, you're going to see those that tell Jesus, I want to follow you. I want to be with you.
Yes.
I want to walk with you and do whatever you call me to do.
Yes.
And then Jesus said, okay, come on and follow me. He said, pick up your cross and follow me.
Yes.
And he said, you know what? As you follow me, there's some things you're going to go through.
Yeah.
And it talks about, you know, even as he called the 70 and sent them out and everything. When they came back, he began to share different things with them, especially when he started talking about communion. They turned and walked away.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And see, when the pressures of life as a Christian come upon you, many people turn and walk away. And I believe that even as we all come into the body of Jesus Christ, we come in as babes, we don't know nothing.
No.
We may have been in church a long time. We know a lot of church, but we really don't know who he is.
Right.
And for some reason, many times where this thing is preached, people think being saved just going to bring you a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And some people believe just because they have a lot of stuff, that means they saved.
Oh,
amen?
Right.
And the thing is that until you have an encounter with Jesus Christ, you're going to understand that his kingdom is greater than anything that you're going to ever have here.
Yeah.
And when you have an encounter with him, everything else on this earth in this light pales compared to him.
Yes.
And so I tell you today, and I encourage you today, don't worry about what you don't have. But thank God for what you do have.
Yeah.
If you have Jesus Christ, you have it all. Amen.
Yeah.
You have a great keeper who knows how to keep you
in
the time of trouble. Amen.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about ever coming up short with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen? And I constantly try to let my sisters and brothers understand there are some guarantees and promises to Christians.
Yeah.
Amen? You know, a true Christian never have to worry about going hungry.
My God.
You never have to worry about the rain falling on your head and you don't have nowhere to stay. Amen. He knows how to keep you. The word of God says that he knows what you need even before you ask. Amen. And so if we understand the word of God, we should never experience jealousy. We should never ever covet our neighbors. And I'm not just talking about the people sitting in the congregation church. Many pastors and preachers full of jealousy, envy, and strife. Someone will, how God do this for you? And he's not doing it for me. I will never ask nobody that. If I'm asking, I'm going to ask God. Amen? Because God going to give me the truth. Answer. Amen? And so the thing is that the body of Christ is going back and forth for all this foolishness because we are looking at all of this earthly stuff that comes from one to another. And we say things that will affect others. Man, I don't go to church. I ain't giving that preacher all my money. You know what? I boast in the Lord. And I teach tithes and offering. Pastor, you, man, I know you don't be talking about no tithes and offerings. Yes, I do. Man, all the people gonna leave. I say, well, they leave, then they didn't catch the message. I don't understand about tithes and offerings. I walk in it, amen? And God always blesses me. See, you can't preach the part of the gospel you think people need to hear. You have to give them that part they don't want to hear. Amen. Because their blessing is wrapped up in it. Amen.
Yes.
And as I always tell ministers and leaders in the body of Christ, be a tither. Amen.
Yes.
And if you don't know the math, I teach you how 10%. We'll go all the way back to the second grade. Amen. So I can teach you what 10% is. Amen. And is that the gross or the net? Well, you got that check. Did you ask that payer, you give me my gross or my net? Huh? He going to give you the gross, but Uncle Sam going to take some of that. Amen? Amen. So you give God what you get initially. Amen?
Amen.
At 10%. And see, that was that wasn't a stopping point. But when I was dating this beautiful young lady over here, and I had learned about tithing, and I had already asked God for a Holy Ghost for a woman who loves him, I said, now, Lord, I don't want this money thing to be a problem. So I walked up to a lovely woman who I'm going to marry. Amen. You do believe in tithing, huh? Of course I believe in tithing. Yeah, Lord, that's the right one. That's the right one. Amen. Amen. And see, I don't know how long y'all dated and stuff like that. But when we first start off, first thing I said, I don't want to be doing all this long dating and stuff. Me either. Well, 90 days later, there she is. She carrying my last name. You forgot to come up here and kiss me, but that's okay today. Praise the Lord. Amen. But the blessing is this. 34 years later, we're still together. Amen. We travel the world together. We go on vacation together. We go play together. Amen. That's my playing partner there. Amen. When I don't feel like playing, she keep playing. Amen? She take you to things that I don't want to get involved with. So she take Michael and Wendy and string them out on the rides and they scream and holler. And I sit back and laugh. Amen? That's the joy of the Lord. God is not going to give you junk. Amen? When you purpose in your heart to serve him and be loyal to him, he's going to give you only his best. And it's getting gooder and gooder and gooder. I don't have Angela here to correct me no more, so I'm going to say gooder and gooder and gooder. Amen?
Yeah.
And so what am I saying? You be loyal to God and reap the blessings of God. Never look at what somebody else have and try to compare yourself with them, because God is not a God that's ever going to go broke.
Amen.
And remember and start thinking in the heavenly realm, this is not your home. You passing through. Yep, y'all say you're passing through.
Yes.
You still making that mortgage payment.
Yes.
Amen. On your Mercedes and Jaguars and what's that other one? BMWs. Tell them what you want, huh? Amen. But the point I'm trying to get you to understand, you're going to leave it behind one day.
Yes.
When you get to heaven, you're not going to be thinking about no Lexus. Amen.
Yes.
You're not going to be thinking about, was this an electric car? Oh, Tesla. And all of that. You're going to be looking at chariots, amen.
Amen.
You don't have a glorified body. That stuff ain't going to mean anything. So why waste all your time down here trying to get you a 6,000 square foot home? Let me tell you something. All y'all want a big house, you're going to get old one day. That 2,000 square feet is going to be hard to keep up with. Amen. I want 4 acres. Now you can't even manage one little lawn. I'm going to have to get a lawn service. That's too much out there. Be careful what you ask for. So you got to get to a place where everything is turned to God. Amen? Everybody here got a home, right?
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen. If you want something better, ask God for it.
Yes.
Don't go out there and kill yourself trying to get it.
Amen.
Ask God for it. You be, if you be faithful unto him, he's going to bless you.
Yes,
and when you get your 6,000 square foot home, don't let that become your new God. It definitely ain't going to be your church. Amen? Pastor, I'm not coming in today. I'm going to just have church at home. No, that wasn't what it was given to you for. Amen?
Right.
Let this life glorify Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
See, as we go into this chapter, something that we need to see around the 57th verse. We say, as they were walking along, someone said to Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go.
Yes.
But Jesus replied, says, foxes have dens to live in, and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another person, come, follow me. The man agreed, but he said, Lord, first let me return home and bury my father. But Jesus told him, let the spirit of the dead bury their own dead. Your duty is to go and preach about the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Another said, yes, Lord, I'll follow you, but first let me say goodbye to my family. But Jesus told him, anyone who puts his hand to the plow and then look back, it's not fit for the kingdom of God. Now, to just read this scripture in the natural, not knowing what Jesus is talking about, it seemed like he's very insensitive.
Yes.
Amen. Man, I just told my daddy died. He telling me, let the dead bury the dead and go do what he tells us to do. And see, and that's the way many people interpret God's word in their head. They miss what the word of God is really saying. Amen. You're not going to find anyone that's more sensitive to your needs than Jesus Christ. And see, what he's trying to get them to do, the first guy said, I want to follow you. Many people get saved. I'm going to do this for the Lord. I'm going to do that for the Lord. You know, they got that grandiose spirit jumping in them. Get them that Monday afternoon. Well, I know I said that I may have spoke too fast. Amen. Well, now you got to go repent. Amen. That's when I encourage you to live for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And understand that when you start on this pathway, there's no room to turn back. Amen. Oh, it's going to get rough. You may be going up the mountain, but all of a sudden there may be a hole in you down in the valley.
Amen.
Don't get down there and start whining. Start your praise and worship. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise yourself out of that hole. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm doing all of these things and ain't nothing good going for me. You know who's going to be getting praise? Satan. God, it hurts. I don't understand it, but I'm going to understand that you love me more than I know. All the things I'm going through, you already knew this. So, God, I know you didn't bring me this far to fail. So let's go on and move on, Father. This too will pass. Amen. We got to stand and look Satan in the eye and say, you can't keep me down. Not while the Spirit of God is living in me. I'm going to walk in the power of his anointing and his authority. Because he gave it to me. You didn't give it to me. And nothing's going to stop me. Amen. We got to get to a place that we love God more than we love ourselves. We got to get to a place when God speaks, we answer. Oh, you're going to have obstacles in your way. You're going to have people to get in your way. And you know, most time the worst folk you're going to deal with is not the folk in the world. It's them church folk. Amen. Them church folk will keep you learning how to pray. Amen. You be praying for them. You have to pray because not you get in the flesh and want to knock somebody out. And then you're going to have a jail ministry, but they're going to be on the other side. Amen. And so you got to pray. Amen. And just understand why God have you praying. Amen. To make you strong, to destroy your pride so you can be humble, amen? And understand this as a believer, you have a call on your life. And the enemy gonna do everything to stop you from reaching that call. But whatever God called you to be, no man can stop it. Amen. And Satan can't stop it. Amen. Just be faithful to God. Yes. Amen. Many people come into the world today, come out of the world, come into the church. Well, you know, I was raised in the church. I saw all of this going on, that going on. That's the reason I don't go to church. Well, I want to let you know you're still going to face Jesus one day. Yeah. Amen. You tell him why you didn't go to church. Amen. All them church folk do is always judging somebody. That ain't going to work either. Amen.
Amen.
You have to understand whatever anybody do to you, they got to answer to God. Amen.
Amen.
But you got to answer to God too. Amen.
Yeah.
And so do what God called you to do,
yes,
regardless of how painful it may be.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. God is not into those who have that ado spirit. Back in the day, we said them half steppers. Amen.
Yeah.
You're going to step all the way. Amen.
Yes.
You ever seen a drum major in a band stepping out there?
Come on.
They step high and they step long. Amen.
Yes.
You see a little drum major out there doing this hill stuff, get out of the band. Get on to the back. You're not no drum major. You got to step high. Amen. You got to be a high stepper.
Yeah.
Because you're representing that school, that band, and everything else.
Yes.
I mean, I used to see some marching bands, the drum major take over the whole thing. Everybody just want to see the drum major. And said he over there telling, hey, drummer, let the drummer play. You know, let the drummer give me something so I can step. Amen. Well, you step into a new drummer now. His name is Jesus Christ. Step high. Step long. Represent Jesus Christ at all costs. Amen. I'm trying to get you to understand something, that this world is shaking and quaking right now. This country is in trouble right now. We are going back and forth. This country is being divided and being torn up. But it's time for the church to rise up. Amen. Talking to a minister this morning, saying, well, you know, they put me out of my church last December. I said, how did they put you out of church? Well, they told me the membership wasn't growing and the money wasn't coming in. I ain't going to call the denomination. I say, well, y'all didn't sell enough chicken dinners. Amen. Your boy don't start with me. I said, I done told you. Amen. That voting in, they vote you right out. You know what? When God calls you, nobody can vote you in. Nobody can vote you out. They may throw me out, but that's going to be a promotion. Amen?
That's right.
It may not feel like a promotion. I got thrown out of places before. Amen? And I went back when I was in the world. But you know what? You throw me out of the church, I'm going to advance.
Yes.
That's if I'm being thrown out for the right reason.
Yes.
Amen? Now, if I got myself some foolishness, I need to be thrown out. Not out of church, out of the parking lot, across the street somewhere. Amen? And in the same time, when you're throwing me out, start praying for me.
Amen.
Amen? So the point I'm trying to get you to understand, this walk is not an easy walk.
Yes.
Amen? You cannot allow that grandiose spirit to grab you. But when you make God a promise, keep it at all costs. I don't care how painful it gets, God will see you through.
Amen.
These scriptures have to come alive to you. He's my very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. I've been in places, I'm quoting this scripture, but Lord, this is my present time. Where are you? Amen. I know y'all don't talk to God like that. I do. Amen. God, I need some help over here. Amen. Got to a place one time, and well, the Lord just closed the door. And God just like pulled back the scroll and say, you are here because you got here. Well, Lord, how? You know, I love you. I'm serving you. But you told me you wasn't going to Austin, Texas, that you're going to make your abode in San Antonio. And so I had to shake you up a little bit. Amen. But, Lord, all my friends are here. Everybody come here getting jobs and getting a big house. All we doing is using what that money is you put on that faith money. Put it on the house. We're going to wait on this job. Nothing comes up. Pick it up again. After 2 years, okay, Lord. Especially you get to some place called San Angelo. Amen. The vision gets very clear. It was nothing blurred then. Amen. When the ducks look like they're saying, are you going to obey God? I'm trying to tell God I'm obeying him. I say, go to Austin, Texas. And finally, God got my attention. And when we came to Austin, Texas, heaven opened up. Amen. See, you got to understand, when you tell God, I go wherever you send me, I do whatever you call me to do. Make sure you write them words down and read them before you present them to God. Because God will hold you according to your word. Amen. And whatever I have to go through, I go through with God. Okay, now we're going to see if that's going to happen. Well, I'm here. I'm blessed. Been through a lot of fire. Been through a lot of unnecessary foolishness I put my own self and my wife through. But God saw me through it. Amen. Amen. God knew I was going to act crazy. But at the same time, I don't want to act crazy anymore. I'm too old to be acting crazy. Amen. Amen. These next 54 years, I got to live holy. More holy than I ever lived before. Amen. I'm just 66. I got 54 more. Amen. According to the prophecy, when I step out of here at 120, I don't know what this world going to look like. But I know one thing, Jesus is still going to be Lord. Yes. Amen. Amen. Like I said, y'all all prayed up. Pray for me. Amen. You don't have nobody else to pray for. Pray for me.
Amen.
That I do not turn back from the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
That I will remain faithful unto him.
Yes.
I don't want to put my hand to the plow and look back. And hear him say, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
Folk, when you done been through all of this fire and knowing there's more fire ahead, just understand that God is still pruning and grooming. Amen.
Yes.
And it may come through all kind of ways, through sickness. It may come through tragedy.
Yes.
It may come through rejection, whatever the case may be. You always have to look at that old rugged cross.
Yes.
And understand that someone hung up there. For all that you're going through.
Yes.
So you will be clean and delivered.
Yes.
You know, some of us still have attitude problems. Amen. We still have jealous spirits. Lying spirits.
Jesus.
Gossiping spirits.
Jesus.
Sowing discord spirits.
My
well,
God.
You need deliverance. Amen.
Amen.
Don't just tell me you saved. You've been, you ain't all the way delivered. Amen.
Yes.
Any of you ever see that old flesh rise up in you?
Yes.
Huh? See, all that's got to be killed off before you go into the kingdom of God. You ain't even walking around heaven with no attitude, amen? You're going to understand what true praise and worship up there. So that's where he just keep carving a little bit here and carving a little bit there. Turn the fire up here. And we can still say praise the Lord, amen? I want to tell you, 22 years ago, I couldn't say these things, amen? But the fire has cooked me real good right now, amen? The fire has been turned up, amen? Amen. But I still there's some more fire coming. But I praise his holy name.
Yes.
Because you know what? It's the glory of God that I want to be seen in me.
Yes.
Only Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
I want God to light up the people of God that we walk in the power and anointing that Peter and Paul and John and all the disciples walked in.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You can get there if you want it.
Oh, yes.
I say you can have it if you want it.
Yes.
But it costs you everything. Amen.
Yes.
You can't be halfway in this Sunday. And halfway out by tomorrow evening.
Oh, yes.
You can't be a Sunday morning worshiper in an all week. I'll leave it alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. You get it. Amen. You got to make up in your mind. And the only thing that keep any of us is the word of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So I leave here on Sundays and getting this word through the week. God don't show me y'all. He show me me. Amen. He showed me my shortcomings and how many times he told me about these things.
Yes.
And what I have to do, I have to come to repentance.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
I used to have a young man here say, Pastor, I'm leaving this church because God tell you everything about me. I said, God ain't talking about you. Well, every time you speak to me, it's like I've been caught doing something. I said, well, God loves you. Amen?
Yes.
He did leave. Amen. I said, God's still going to talk to you if you have to use a chair to talk to you. Or lay you flat on your back to talk to you. He loves you just that much.
Yes.
Folks, we have to understand we serve a mighty God.
Yes,
can I get an amen?
Amen?
Can I say that God is always loyal?
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
When we walk away from him, he's still reaching out to us. Amen.
Yes.
He's your keeper.
Yes,
and even though I was telling Sister Penny, I say just about every day I get at least 8 to 10 telephone calls for somebody trying to sell me some insurance. Amen. And not mentioning then I got 20 emails trying to sell me some insurance. Amen. But the point is that I got the best insurance policy in the world.
Yes.
It's Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Divine protection.
Yes.
Now, don't get too spiritual. Don't have insurance, okay? too many people have done that foolishness. Amen.
Yes.
And God, they don't have no kind of insurance.
Yes.
You do have to have insurance.
Yes.
But you do have to shop around.
Yes.
And don't buy too much because somebody else is going to collect on your policies. Amen.
Yes.
And don't be talking about, well, I'm getting long-term care. And because somebody switched them policies on, you'll be getting long-term care, but it won't be what you paid for. My long-term care is in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I don't intend to be sitting in a nursing home.
My God.
I'm going to wear out, not rust out. Because
yes.
God is going to keep me. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, this old neck don't turn. Everything don't twist, but I'm still moving.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And I'm still believing I'm going to have a divine healing here one day.
Yes.
So don't be shocked when you see me start turning somersaults. Amen. And turning flips. Amen. Don't think he done lost it. I'm just glorifying God. Amen. See, I just believe anything happened to me that's adverse, God is going to use it later for his glory. Amen. Because you know what? I can't complain about sickness. I can't complain about disease. Because I know I got a God that can heal me. Amen. I know that the word of God is more powerful and important than what's going on with me. Amen. So I will glorify him all the days of my life. Even through tragedy. Amen. And Lord, know we've been through some. Even unto death. God, know we've been there too.
Yes, Lord.
I never forget when, after 3 months married to this beautiful bride here, she's laying on the deathbed. And that was one of the greatest experiences I ever had. Because when we was there in the hospital, and you know where she was when she took sick? Women's prayer group. They having prayer that night. She come home and said, I'm going to bed. The Lord said, you take her to the hospital. And I said, come on, no, I'm going to know you going to the hospital. We got in our little Audi 5000. We hit that Audubon. I was doing 130 all the way from Vogelway to Landstuhl. And I call ahead, and the German police opened the gates. The security police opened the gates. Drew went right in there. Me, her, and our daughter. But you know what's the strangest thing? I wasn't feeling anything. Lord, why I ain't got some emotion? Why I'm not shaking up? Why I'm not upset? This is my wife here. And they took her inside and everything and come back and said, well, you got here just in time. She stayed home. She'd been dead by morning. It's a little old lady about that tall. Not even that tall, about that tall. And she said, well, I just want to let you know, she's going to be fine. I'm the doctor. I'm going to do the surgery. But I want to let you know, if somebody else going in with me, who? Jesus Christ. I don't know what you believe. I said, Jesus Christ. She believes Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And so went in there and everything, and still I'm messed up in the head sitting in the waiting room. I should be feeling some emotions. That's my wife in there. I'm looking at my daughter. She's just as calm. I didn't understand that God had calmed my spirit. Somebody had to be cool. Jesus is always cool, so he had to cool me off. Amen. Amen. And when we come down off that elevator at midnight, the women prayer group was in Landstuhl Emergency Room praying. And the doctor walked over. Who is those folks? I said, oh, that's the women's prayer group from Vogelway. We need them here every night, especially on Friday and Saturday when all these crazies come in here. They come in here and start praying. Everything calmed down. He said, we ain't had but two drunks come in here and everybody else come in here like they're civilized. And I'm trying to figure, why is he telling me these things? They're here praying for her. Amen. But the power of God that was in them changed the whole atmosphere of Landstuhl Hospital in Germany. Amen. And you know what, Brother Mike? I raced home to take Shannon and grab a little sleep to jump up to get to the men's prayer. You know how that 6 o'clock prayer? Chaplain Ewing called. Hello, brother. Hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm on my way. His man is over with. It's 9 o'clock. Just rest. How's my sister doing? She doing fine. But God used all of that to bring many to Christ. They had to roll her out of her room and put her in the hallway because there's so many people there. And I left. I went on the other side to minister to somebody else. And I was walking by this room. This young man was on the bed and he could just raise his head and Lord said, go talk to him. I said, what happened to you? He said, I was in a car wreck. A truck wreck, and I got thrown out of the truck. What happened? He said, well, I got over here acting a fool and everything. But I am a Christian, but I thought something was going to happen to my mama. And so I was trying to slow it down. I said, well, what does God do with your mama? I figure I keep acting a fool. God take my mama. I said, no, God dealing with you now. Amen. And I laid hands on the brother, and he was paralyzed from neck down. Laid hands on his feet, started moving. His arms started moving. The doctor walked in there, when did this happen? He said, that man prayed for me. And I left him. He said, they air vacuum me back to America tomorrow. But one day before we leave this earth, I'm going to meet you again. I said, well, praise the Lord. I haven't seen him yet. But that's the power of God. And one to say, why are you not over there with your wife? Because she got enough folk over there. I need to go minister to somebody else on the other side of the hospital. Amen. Because, you know, my army guys, they get crazy. Amen. Amen. And so they was glad to see you over there. Amen. And the power of God moved because I did not put my hand to the plow and look back. Amen. I had to keep moving on. And after she come out of the hospital, all kind of folks start coming to Vogelway by the power of God. Because they had put in a women's unit and just ministering. She getting up and starting ministering to the women in the unit. And folk was getting saved. You supposed to be in the bed. I'm okay. It's time to come. Folk, we got to get past ourselves. Yes. Amen. The pain and all of these things. And that what you see today was birthed out of Vogelway. Amen. Yes. See, I know for her, the ladder is going to even be greater. She was ministering to people in Germany. I'm talking about to audience 400, 500 people. She went to the Zweibrücken Chapel on the last Sunday. They had picked two other women. I said, you're going to be the speaker. No, they got somebody else. I said, you're going to be the speaker. She showed up and started preaching in that chapel. Unsaved folks start coming to the front and the chaplain looking up here. She started laying hands. Folks start hitting the floor. Folks start giving their life to Christ. And the minister that asked her to come, he didn't really have no confidence in either one of us. But the chaplain turned around and said, how long you been in Germany? I said, I'm leaving in 3 weeks. What you mean 3 weeks? I've been 3 years. 3 years, nobody heard of you? He said, the power of God moving all through this place. And he started dancing in the spirit. The whole church was set on fire. I say, honey, it's 1986. It's beginning right now. Amen. I just told the other day, your sit-down time is just about over. See, she's going back. Lord, keep pointing to Italy. And I'm trying to go to Germany. But Lord said, go to Italy. That's the way we have to go to Italy. Amen. See, everybody want to run to Africa, but you'd better hear what God tell you to go. Amen. And so, well, there's people in Italy that need salvation too. His people in Europe need salvation. His people all over the world need salvation. If America hadn't learned that yet, God taking third world countries, we call them, and sending them ministers here to win us back to Christ. Amen. So just make sure that you don't lock yourself into something and talk about this is my ministry. Because God is getting ready to uproot some folk. Amen. But you cannot walk in fear. It ain't the devil. It's God uprooting you. Amen. Trust him and walk in his power. Put your hands to the plow and move ahead. I know some of you young people probably know what a plow is. Amen. But plowing is not easy. Amen. Plowing is not easy. Especially get a stubborn mule. That's why I like plow with a horse. A horse will go. A mule will sit down on you. Amen. And you got to get work. You got to go back and explain why you don't have them rows plowed. Amen. The mule wouldn't move. You can beat him all you want. He's just going to look at you. Amen. But you put your hands to the plow and don't look back. Now, if I had to plow a field, I'd start praying. Lord, move this stubborn mule out of the way. Amen. You'd have dealt with this stubborn mule, not deal with that stubborn mule. Amen. Amen. We have to understand that God is with you, not against you. Yeah. And so I say to every one of you, first of all, in your household, have no dissension. Love one another. Have joy in your house. Have peace in your house. Husband, wife, whatever drew you together, start doing the same thing again. I don't care if it is 50 years later. Go play. Amen. Let the children and grandchildren look at you like you're crazy. What's wrong with them? They playing. Amen. Yeah, he got his walker, but he's still trying to play. Amen. Amen. I thought about last night. I was at the gym. I said, no, that look at them folk playing racquetball. I said, I'm going to go over here and see if I can hit this old racquetball. I said, you better go on and get in that steam room and get on out of here. But I'm going back to the racquetball court. Amen. Boy, it sure got intense in there last night. Lord, I think, oh, that ain't working. But I know I could get on that court again. Amen. Amen. That used to be my home racquetball court. But the point is, I had joy with the Lord last night. We was in the gym playing at, almost 10 o'clock last night. Amen. And I was thinking about, boy, I hope I can get up in the morning. Well, I jumped up early this morning, amen, with great joy, because God took away the soreness and the stiffness, amen. You've got to know that God is involved in everything. And God is the joy of your life. Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Amen. I don't care what people do to you, what they say to you, lounge. You don't let them rob you of your joy. Remember, Jesus Christ is the joy of your salvation. And in his joy, there's peace and rest. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Take hold to it. Amen. Be happy in him. Be loyal to God. And know that he will bless you every day of your life. And what you have to understand also, husband and wife, not only are you going to be blessed, your children, your children's children, down to the fourth generation. Let them know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen? Amen. You have to present Jesus to your children and grandchildren like never before. Because the world is pulling them in every direction. Amen. And sometimes they're going to rail up against you and say, well, they don't believe in God. Why I got to believe in God? I say, because you're going to have to meet him one day. And you need to know God so you can minister to them. Don't walk the ways of the world. Amen. Because it's an awful price that the world pays every day. I'm not tearing down the world, folk, because I was a part of that wicked world. Amen. How many really understand when the word says that the world is blind? Huh? I didn't really understand that scripture till I came out of the world. Because I thought things was cool the way they were. And them church people just trying to spoil my fun. But when I got to know Jesus Christ, I saw how much filth I was in. And how he pulled me out of the sewage line and cleaned me up. Amen. You have to know where God brought you from.
Yes.
And you have to glorify God.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, I can't judge nobody. Amen? Amen. I can't even look at people crooked because God saved me.
Yes.
And only Jesus could save me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen?
Thank
so when you start looking at 1 Corinthians 6 and 9, these are the people that will not enter the kingdom of God.
Yes.
I'm listed in about four or five of those. I was. Amen? But thank God for deliverance. Amen.
Yes.
That's the reason I tell you, keep your hands to the plow. Don't look back, because there's nothing back there.
Yes.
It's going to bring you into joy. If you don't believe it, ask a backslider.
Yes.
You ever seen a backslider? Yes. They're the most miserable people on the face of the earth. Amen? Because there's too much Jesus in them. They're going back trying to partake of the world, and they're just miserable.
Yes.
They be trying to get a high, and you blow the high in 5 seconds. Amen. They be trying to get another high. They start doing all this other stuff. And they're just miserable.
Yes.
But when you taste of Jesus, you're never going to be the same.
Yes. Thank
you, Lord. God is an awesome God.
Yes.
God is a loyal God.
Thank you.
Serve him with your whole heart.
Thank you,
tell
Lord.
Others about Christ.
Yes.
Ask God to baptize you in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Over and over. Fill up your tank with power that you can tell others about the Christ. Amen. We need to spend more time witnessing and not judging.
Amen.
And you go whoever God send you to. Don't be like, I ain't talking. He don't look like he going to ever get saved. That's not your call. Amen. I'm not going to see that. They rich over there. They not going to hear that. If God say go talk to them, you go talk to them.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Anyone on the sound of my voice do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he's still saving the day.
Yes.
Amen. He's still reaching out to the unsaved, to the backslider, to all those who lost their way. He's still reaching out to you today. Don't have a form of godliness. Have God. Walk in his power. Everybody who calls himself a Christian must know that they're saved. Not I think I'm saved. Or my uncle was a pastor. Oh, I went to this Pentecostal church. None of that's going to get you into heaven. You got to know that your name has been recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Jesus, the only one can write in the book. He can also erase out of the book. Amen. I know you got a lot of once saved, always saved, I can do what I want to do. You want to take that chance, it's on you. You'll never hear it come out of my mouth. But I'm not trying to tell you to be so holy in your own self and miss Jesus Christ either. All I'm saying is let this flesh die so your spirit man can live.